displacement. I don't like it.
I like it. It's more intimate in here. Are you recording?
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, and as soon as I push this button, we begin. You gonna mix in the song? You gonna mix the song's playing right now? Everything's normal? It's like nothing's changed?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can, Michael. All right, we're going to get right to it this week. No screwing around. Welcome to the After Disaster.
Welcome.
I am Anderson. There's Mike Carano to my right.
Let's get right to this. I apologize
I'm
for
in the middle
not,
of the
not,
intro.
Not helping you carry this stuff in the
no,
car.
We're going to get to that. Middle of the intro. There's Mike Carano
to
my right.
It's old news.
And listeners who are savvy, pay attention week in, week out, know that that's very strange. Because I've been saying to my left for
it's very strange
literally
for me
years,
as well.
Years.
It's and very strange for me as well.
Ty to my left eating cherries. He's eating fucking cherries. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, pretty good.
Cherry.
This is the After Disaster, a very special edition because why? Well, we're in a new semi-home.
I wouldn't even call it a home.
We're
I
in
call
the new
it,
After Disaster
It's not even
studios.
A hotel room.
It's a stop-by. It's a stop-in. It's a quick
It's a truck stop.
Flophouse.
Yeah. Tyler, talk again, because I need to adjust your levels.
Flophouse. Turn me up.
A flop house.
So we have no sound effect box this week. We're going to get through it, though, because there's still a lot of stuff has happened. A lot to get to. And I feel like we owe the faithful listener
we
a
owe
good show.
The faithful, the non-faithful, the new listeners.
Last week, we did not do nothing.
Yeah,
that was
correct.
A double negative. I try not to speak that
well,
way.
Well, there was the issue with the P.O. box.
Mm-hmm. There might be an issue with the P.O. box. More on that later.
Oh.
I got a box today, just today, and the box has holes in it. That's always worrisome.
Like rat holes?
Like holes for the thing to breathe inside.
Oh, no.
It's a true story. But I've decided that I think the After Disaster does not need to just have ripping and opening like Christmas morning every day, right?
You're correct.
Right.
However, that being said... I'm in favor of it.
Yeah, I know you are. You like stuff. We're going to get, I think, the last half of the show, or maybe, you know, when we feel like there's 20 minutes left, then we'll start cracking stuff open because we
so
got
like
stuff.
In 10 minutes?
And, hey, I already know what some of the stuff is because here's a little tip, guys. P.O. Box.
X-rays everything?
It's P.O. Box 570058. Is that right? Yes, P.O. Box 570058.
I don't know the address.
Tarzana, California, 91357. Send anything you like. However, if it's just addressed to Anderson Cowan, I'm going to open it out of fear of feeling bad.
I agree with that.
One of the boxes said Anderson Cowan, open it up. There's a note inside, and there's stuff inside for you two, and nothing for me.
What the hell?
We'll get to that later. That's not very funny.
That might be an inside thing.
No.
Well, they sent you an animal.
Explanations. There's explanations.
What dead animal came in the box with holes in it?
So I'd like to apologize to everybody for a lack of show last week, but we're going to make up for it. So, yeah.
Well, are we going to come clean about our lie?
Was there a lie, or you were ambiguous, I thought?
What was the lie?
Correct. Tyler made it seem like I went to the P.O. box and something bad happened, so we couldn't do a show.
Yeah, which was what we had all agreed on over text, that that's why
I didn't know we agreed
show.
On that.
You were a part of the text.
I thought that was between us, like a joke.
That was real funny. What kind of a joke is that? Like Tyler says,
I already told people why we didn't do the show last week.
I didn't even know why we didn't do a show.
The reason we didn't do it is because we couldn't coordinate together.
That's true.
Because you said there were only two nights available, and one of those nights I couldn't do for sure.
I had to skip town Thursday night where we normally
correct. Do. And I split at 6:30 a.m. Thursday morning, so I couldn't do Wednesday night at midnight.
After Disaster brought to you by Craft Vapery. As always, Craft Vapery. Go over if you're a crafter or a vaporier.
Craft
you like to vape. Go on over to Craft Vapery.
Or if you just like eating cherries during podcasts.
You can call them up, too. They got a number on their website, and they'll talk to you, and they'll walk you through any questions
What's
you have.
The
they
website?
Have actual craftvapery.com. They have actual human beings that help you through things. Craft Vapery. However, here's the sad news about Craft Vapery sponsorship. Continue to shop Craft Vapery. Type in Anderson. However, it looks like Craft Vapery is becoming a sponsor on other things that I'm a part of, which I was against, but I'm being overruled by people, and it's a sticking issue with me. I'm very upset. I'm actually ignoring emails from one person who's kind of higher up the food chain. She keeps saying, all right, well, you got to email me back because you're supposed to be the spokesperson for Loveline and for Craft Vapery. And I'm ignoring, because it was the After Disaster's deal. It was our one and only sponsor, and now... It's being taken away from
us. Dr. Drew, stop trying to kill the After Disaster.
I'll try to get us a sponsor.
But I'm thinking they might keep the Anderson
Fiji
promo
water,
code.
I'm talking to you.
For other things, as well as, you know, a film vault or whatever. But you guys continue to go Anderson's for the sake of the after disaster. Jesus. It's so hard. You guys should see the text chain that went back and forth between Logan, Brian, and I about Craft Vapery. Infuriating. Almost enough to make me to say, you know what? Fuck the film vault. I'm done.
Ooh.
That's a lot.
I was on vacation with the wife up at the Madonna Inn enjoying myself. And I get a text from Logan saying, hey, we were offered a sponsorship. This is a dead on Logan, by the way. Offered a sponsorship for Craft Vapery. I say no to that sponsorship unless it's the one that Anderson uses. And I'm like, yeah, guys, here's the deal. I do use that, but I already have an exclusive deal for the after disaster. So, no, Brian chimes in with, yes, I agree. I think that we should not do that one. I chime in and say, hey, that's the after disaster sponsor. What are you doing? It's an exclusive deal. I don't want to do it with the film vault. Brian responds, yes, email them back and tell them, yes, we're doing it. Fucker! Both of them said
is
no.
Is it just the case if he doesn't read the email, or was it conniving?
I don't know.
How was the Madonna Inn?
I got a couple stories about the Madonna Inn.
Your room looked like the best one so far.
Yes, it's pretty great. It was the wife's favorite.
I want that room.
The old mill room is pretty fucking tight. And I think the listeners might know more about that room here in weeks to come. But more on that later. Tyler, you have no idea because you're not a part of conversations because you're not available. Big thing is coming for the after disaster, though.
Sorry for me trying to hire people at my new job so that I could be more available in the evenings.
Oh, you are hiring people now?
Who was on your show tonight, by the way?
You big baller boy.
I mean, so I'm someone's boss.
Who was on your show tonight?
You're someone's boss?
Nah, not really. But hey. I'm kind of like their supervisor. I don't know.
That counts as boss.
I like oversee a freelancer. Does that count?
Nah, you're a supervisor. Well, I guess, yeah, maybe.
Does that make me a supervisor? No, it makes me a supervisor.
Who are the guests?
Tonight's show is Helen Hunt and Nicholas Holt.
What time do you tape?
5 o'clock.
We were in the neighborhood looking for something to do, and I said, maybe we'll call Tyler.
It's a good story.
Tara was like, yeah, I'm not sitting through a TV show taping. I was like, all right.
Well, you guys missed a good one, actually.
Yeah.
There was a... there was a little fire in one of the little homes that's in the backdrop of our set.
Oh.
And then it was on purpose.
I was just going to say, aren't those LEDs?
It starts flaming and smoking, and they paid no attention to it, and then they just threw it a break. And then when we came back, this audience and James and the guests and the band were up on the roof, did an entire segment, never addressed it. Mm-hmm. And then when we came back from commercial, we were back in the studio again.
How'd you get that entire audience up on the roof?
It was only about 70 people.
Wow.
So the rest of the men just sit there.
That's pretty funny. It would have been funny if you had little fire trucks out there.
A little fire truck put out the fire in the...
Why don't you hire this freelancer?
For what?
To live tweet.
To do stuff for the show.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
That's a terrifying idea.
He came up with the little fire trucks. That would have been good.
They were already there.
We'll see. Fire whoever thought of it and hire him.
They were already there.
Yeah, fire them for having Mike Cronin idea.
Yeah. Terrible idea for the little fire trucks. All right, I got another guy who thought of little fire trucks. Let's get him in here.
I almost drove to the Madonna Inn on Friday, not fully comprehending the fact that you guys were already there.
I fall in love with that place every time I go
back.
Yeah,
me too.
Me too. Listen, here's the thing. Douche fucks have found the Madonna Inn.
Yeah.
Now it was
yeah,
it's about
when Mike tweets out to go see you at the Madonna.
You didn't
Inn.
Really do that.
No, but
he was fucking around in those texts. Listen,
I know.
We're at the pool Saturday. It's standing room only. Every single table and chair is we've never seen it like that before.
I don't want to see it like that ever.
Here's the deal. Not just people. Horrible people. All right, first night. Fantastic. Friday night, bunch of Down syndrome kids because there was obviously an event in town. And they're awesome.
They're always
so
the
much
best.
Fun.
They're
I
the
love
best.
Them.
They're the best at hotels.
Next night.
What? They're the best at hotels.
Here's the scene. Let me.
There should be a group of Down syndrome children that do clown work. They could be called Clown Syndrome, and it would be cute. And
they should just hire Down Syndrome kids to sit everywhere, in every restaurant, every hotel, lobby, everywhere there's a problem, every bar, just so you can use that as an excuse. Could you watch your language? We've got these Down Syndrome kids.
Can you just
kids
have kids?
Here.
What? Yeah. Yeah, why do they have to have Down Syndrome?
If the three of us were in a bar and we were drinking and we were being obnoxious and they came over and said, could you watch what you say? There's some Down Syndrome kids over there. We would be like, oh, shit, and we would be on our best behavior.
Can't there just be kids?
Doesn't matter.
The one good point is that kids can't be in a bar, but Down Syndrome.
Yeah. They can drink at any age, I heard.
It's true.
No,
That's how they got that way to begin with, because their mom was drinking when they were in the womb.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Or she had sex with a fish.
That's not how it works. So I'm at the pool, irate, furious, right? Yeah. Jillian's desperately trying to flee. She's like, I don't want to be here. And I'm like, honey, we're finally at the pool. Let's hang out.
Were you ordering like $30 drinks?
No. So an old couple gets up. They've had an ass full and they leave. And I'm like, all right, we're getting those two lounge chairs. Let's grab them quick. I'm so focused on getting two lounge chairs that I didn't even realize that we're setting up shop right next to this chick with green dreads and a nose ring, which is fine. Each her own. Giant peacock leg tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm kind of describing anyone who might know this person, you know, now you know, because how many people are like that? She's hula hooping for her GoPro camera the entire time we're sitting there for about an hour and a half.
As one does.
Ask for a refund.
Next to the pool, hula hooping and dancing, doing some like weird, like something you'd see like in the background of like a Red Hot Chili Peppers concert you don't want to be at.
I don't like it. I don't like that one bit.
Then her friend comes up to her. Never thought that there is anyone that there could be more annoying than her. Oh, there is. This man is. He's overweight. He's wearing a shiny sequined Speedo. Okay? Hilarious, right? He's wearing a Speedo, and he's a full-grown man, and he's American.
He's the class clown.
What's worse? You know, like Popeye hat? You know, the Popeye sailor hat?
Yep.
He's wearing one of those. Like he's a mentally challenged
child.
What was
their deal? Was he fucking her?
So Jillian picked up on the fact that they're all from San Francisco, and they're all up there for some God knows what, right? Here's the worst part of the whole thing. I had maybe the most old man elitist thought I've ever had in my life.
I wish this place was just white adults.
Kind of.
I got to tell you something.
I'm about to tell a story.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. A place like the Madonna Inn, you're pretty lucky to get away from people like that because it's cost prohibitive.
Yeah, it is an expensive place.
Like every hippy dippy hula hooper
can't
go drop $300 for a room.
I'm sure they're all staying in the same room.
Yeah.
So. They have a steakhouse there, all pink.
You should have reported them.
The steakhouse, all pink. It's a beautiful steakhouse. Yeah. I've always wanted to eat there. As many times as I've been to the Madonna Inn, never had the balls to eat there because it's expensive. And
yes,
Jillian doesn't
eat.
It's
very expensive.
She eats French fries. I made
good.
A reservation.
That cuts the cost of your bill like in half.
Not if she orders.
All they have is like fancy
French
fries.
I'll have the steak and she'll have the steak fries.
They got like sweet fries. Mm. She doesn't like those.
What?
Yeah.
What are they?
It's very tough. Tough to sweet potato fries.
Oh, I love sweet potato fries.
Jillian loves things that are sweet, and she loves French fries, but not combined. Can't have that.
Has she tried?
No.
Because they're delish.
Oh, I know.
Never tried sweet potato fries?
She wrinkles her nose.
I got them last time I was there. I got sweet potato fries and a piece of pie with caramel and ice cream on top.
I can't wait for the rest of this story.
And she brought the sweet potato fries after the pie, and I told her flat out, I can't eat those now. They have no desire.
Yeah.
For the semi-healthy portion.
Service was pretty good, I got to tell you.
Super hot chick working in the bakery. Dark hair.
There's a couple of them.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah. I don't know how you're not like obese working there because there's just cake and
they probably have some sort of guidelines.
Biscuits. All right, so
they walk on a scale when they clock in.
I had made ourselves reservations. I said, fuck it. I've been here too many times. I need to go to the steakhouse. I need to have, plus the steak that I had at my wedding was the best filet mignon I've ever had. Not that I have a ton of them, but it was the best.
You're going to repeat of that.
So I booked, I made reservations, and I was rationalizing it for the rest of the day because I have no business.
Was it necessary to make reservations? Were they that full?
Yeah, it was the hotel at capacity. I mean, the place is bumping, bustling.
I think it's us.
Jumping.
It's this show.
Last time we were there, I mentioned to Tara, I said, my dream is to, I would give up my other dreams, my dreams, if I could somehow live on this property in the house, which the family lives in. And run this hotel because it's like a little personal Disneyland right there, and it will be just the most enjoyable place to spend your life, like weather-wise.
I had such a great weekend just walking around, but that's not the point. I'm trying to get. I'll be done with it in just a second. Almost done. So here's my white, horrible old man thought, and actually it was comforting.
Was it really white?
Keep in mind, not really white, but just old man elitist thought. Keep in mind that I've been rationalizing me eating because I never splurge. I never go to nice restaurants.
How much?
That's rude. But it
how
was
much
very
for
close,
two people?
Very close to $100. Keep in mind she eats French fries.
Yeah, I am.
She drinks regular Coke. That's it. No drinks. Not true. I had a pick and shovel. Goddamn good.
What's a pick and shovel?
The pick and shovel drink's pretty good.
Sounds great.
It really does sound. It sounds so refreshing right
now. We had one of those.
It sounds like a manly drink. Maybe a hint of dirt.
Like some ginger in it? Ginger beer?
Iron.
There might be some ginger beer, yeah?
Yeah!
How would you know that?
I don't know. It just sounded like it would have ginger beer in it.
It was delightful. Mm. So I'm laying at the pool while this woman literally almost bumping me in the head with her hula hoop as she's dancing, acting as though it's on fire, too. I was trying my best not to look, but how can you not? And her ass was hanging out the back. Yeah. Not a bad ass.
Okay. Not well, a bad ass. Okay, 10% better.
Yeah. But I'm thinking, here's the thought. And it pops into my head, not once, but like four or five times. I keep going back to it because it's like 5 o'clock at night that I'm at the
pool. You're still dwelling about the steak dinner?
And our reservation's at 8. And I was thinking, you know what? Another good thing about the reservation of this very expensive steakhouse?
She's not going to be there.
Fucks like this won't be there. Weed out those fucks.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
These ass clowns are going to be at the...
I'm with you on this one. I'm with you on this train of thought, and I'm ashamed of it, and I don't like the new Mike Carano, which I crossed a line maybe 2 years ago.
Is there a spirit in here?
I don't know. That was freaky, though.
There's other people outside.
I realized the advantage of moving to a gated community is that you don't have to deal with the fucking people.
Yeah, but then you have to deal with the people inside of the gate and like the
homeowners. Right, and the homeowners association.
Okay, very different from dealing with just the general public.
Gen Pop's pretty bad.
I don't know, but Gen Pop you can just ignore and never see them again. The people behind your gated community are like, for the second week in a row, you left your trash cans out on a Wednesday.
Yeah,
and we're going to have
to
mark
you
up.
I know. So
that's nice though. You don't see the trash cans. I'm the kind of person who takes those trash cans in.
You know, when you said about falling in love with a Madonna and every time you go back, I'm with you completely. Sometimes I'm driving up there and I think I just don't feel like this drive. What's the point? Is this the same old stuff? I have the same dinner. We get the same pieces of cake.
Yeah.
We do the same walk. And every time I get there, I'm like, I love this place.
I'm not done with the dinner yet. Okay. Not done, but then I'll explain. We can share in the love of the Madonna. Oh my God, I love it more now than I ever have.
Yeah, me too.
Like this last weekend because I did new stuff, and I fell in love with the bike path that is actually a skate path that is awesome.
Yes,
we must go back. It's horrifying. It's terrifying. I almost ate shit like 3 or 4 times because it's a big hill, and I was getting wobbles.
I get major wobbles on my board. I can't do hills.
So we go to dinner 8 o'clock. Guess who the fuck's sitting right next to us?
No way.
Bob Costas.
And you know what's funny is I was thinking the only way, because I felt a lot of shame about having that thought, like, oh, at least we're going to weed out this dirt, these hooligans, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I was embarrassed of that thought because these are like people that I probably would have been friends with back in the day. Jesus. But I'm like, you know what? The only thing that would make the story better is if they're actually in the restaurant. God, of course. They weren't right next to us. They were like a couple tables away. But I didn't realize how many of them there were. There was like 15 of them all together. All of them. They were probably from some art school or something.
Mm. Or else it was the spin doctors.
It was not the spin doctors. Okay. Oh, there
so were 15 of the spin doctors?
I don't know.
And we just sat there and we judged them the entire dinner. And there's old people dancing.
That's great dinner entertainment.
Yeah, it was really fun.
The old people dancing is great.
Old people dancing were the cutest, awesome,
and guess what?
Great things.
They're all locals and they're there every single time they do dancing.
And they wear chucks and like you can tell the guys. You can tell the guys are like into it and the women are just kind of like, you know.
The guys are totally into it and it's very sensual.
Yeah, it was.
They get very close and then they all just say goodnight at the end of the night. We were there. We've watched them twice.
So we were watching the oldies while we were watching the youngies with the blue hairs and the green hairs, and they all thought they were so good. And
some of them are.
No, I'm talking about the
young
people.
Was that a funny joke about like blue hairs, like old people?
I didn't try to. I didn't try to because the blue hairs were on the right.
Now we are the old man podcast. The blue hairs, the green hairs. What's next?
And Jillian brought up a great point. She's like, you know what? They all think they're so hip and interesting. I'm talking a lot of shit about the tree people is what we called them at my school. They're all the people that hung out underneath the tree at lunch.
I thought you meant they were the ones that chained themselves to the trees so that
these people are too. They're
lumberjacks
pussies.
Can't rip them down.
They wouldn't do that because that would mean that they'd be away from their hair dyed too long. And this is coming from a guy who's tied his hair every fucking color on the rainbow. Yeah. You know what I mean? But they all probably think they're very interesting. And then when you talk
every
to them,
color,
pretty much every color. My hair's
RGB,
pink, orange, blue, yellow. For the longest time, I was such a douche that like in the fall I'd have black and red, and in the winter blue. Summer, spring green, and summer was blonde. Yeah, douche.
Sounds horrible.
It was a lot of work.
Did you go to the Madonna Inn and hula hoop?
A lot of work. So, Madonna Inn is fantastic, and it made me discover something. I got a new love, an absolute passion. You lay people might call it hiking. I call it exploring.
Yep, I call it exploring too.
Because hiking sucks. All my life, in my life, Tyler.
In my life.
I've had such an adversity to hiking. because of the gray socks and those horrible shoes and the fucking walking sticks that people have and the little carabiners that go with it.
I wear these.
And the dust and the dirt and the uphill struggles and the sweat. Oh, it's just
awful. Sounds like a Bruce Springsteen song.
Terrible.
So and the dust and the dirt of the hiking trail.
It's actually not bad.
It wasn't bad at all.
I kind of want to hear the rest of the song. What changed your mind?
The beauty of it, the majestic beauty of the great outdoors.
The cool shit you get to see.
Challenge.
The meditative like qualities of hiking.
So if you're on the 101 and you're staring at the Madonna Inn, many people there who are listening to this have driven by the Madonna Inn.
Yes.
Many people don't live anywhere close to it. But here's the deal. To the right of Madonna Inn, in the near distance, is this mountain, and they call it Mount Madonna, I guess. Or San Luis Obispo Mount.
I barely knew her.
And it's big. Do you have a regret for saying that?
Yes.
I have some for you.
I have regret for not following it up with Rimshot.
And I looked at it, and I said, I want to go to the top of that thing while we're here. And Jillian scoffed, and she goes, no, you can't do that. So then it became a mission. And I asked a couple of locals, like the bartender, and they're like, oh, yeah, it takes you like maybe an hour and a half to get up there. I'm like, that's what I'm going to do. And I threw on a podcast, Bill Burr's, if you must know. Mm-hmm. Bill Burr and I walked up to the top of the fucking mountain, and my little Fitbit lit up. I had never walked more than 1,700 miles since I've gotten this thing. 17,000.
17,000 miles?
17,000 steps in a day.
Okay.
27,000 that day.
Hell yeah.
27,000.
That's great.
And
hiking's great.
I immediately started looking around, like where we live. There's so many fucking trails and stuff.
There's a one.
Every other day I go to a new place.
It's nuts.
Am I going to get killed?
There's one by me that we can go up to. It's like a 4 mile hike up to the top of this mountain where there's like ruins of a hotel that's not there anymore.
Oh, I have to go there. Oh, well, it's not there anymore.
We discussed that before.
Yeah, we have.
It's like giant like marble slabs where it used
but
to
it's
be.
Gone?
It's awesome.
But the slabs are there.
Mm-hmm. And there's like old machinery still up there. It's great.
So I was a mile in today. Off the main road by my house now. Mile in. And it's like a small little trail. It's called the Corbin something or other. And I was far back there.
Yeah.
And there's a little creek bed, right? And it's all overgrown. And I'm like, what is that a fender? Is that an entire car upside down?
Oh, no.
A Pinto from the 70s? That thing must.
I got to see that.
I think it's. I got a picture of it. I think it's just been washing downstream a little bit more every year. Like it's not near any roads.
We look for new trails all the time, but I still go back to the old standard trail near me on Laurel Canyon, which is a fantastic hike. But today I discovered something that I had no goddamn idea existed. Have you been to?
It's a car upside down in a creek.
Have you been to Lake Malibu? Down.
That sounds very pretentious.
That's
though.
Fantastic.
Lake Malibu.
Yeah, it's not in Malibu.
Sounds like a recovery center.
It really does.
It's not in Malibu.
Curia.
It's out in Agoura Hills.
And
we're cruising around, checking out these really beautiful houses.
There's
I make
a cement.
A turn.
It's a cement around it, right?
No.
Can't walk around the cement?
It's unbelievable. Like, I had no idea this place existed, ever.
Do you guys understand how great it is to be my age and learn that you like to walk? Do you understand how great it is? I mean, anyone can do it.
Don't you ever regret that you weren't doing it before?
No, because it's fun to discover new things late in life.
Late in life.
This is almost as big as like discovering that I like penis.
It's just a lake. It's just a lake with seaside houses right in Calabasas, or right in Agoura Hills. It's absolutely beautiful. And guess what else it's got? An island.
Can you walk all the way around it?
I don't know, but it's got an island, and you can take your boat up to the island, and there's like a gazebo on the island and stuff. It's unbelievable. I had no idea this existed.
Are you allowed to walk around it?
I don't know.
Are you allowed to walk up to it? Are you allowed to fish in it?
Don't know.
Are you allowed to wade in it?
I wonder if this is... I think I might have seen that before.
Oh, there's something so cool. Like, let's say you have like an old engine in your backyard. You grew up with it. It's always there, right? You don't know anything about it. It's rusted. And then all of a sudden you like find this new appreciation for like machinery and you take a class and you learn about engines and you're like, oh, I got one in my backyard. That's kind of like what this is with walking with me. It's like, hey, I'm up in San Luis Obispo. I'm like, they got trails and places to walk where I live.
You smile when you see your feet now.
Yeah.
So I got super excited. The first place I went to, you have to come with me.
I'm in anytime. Anytime I'll go to the Madonna.
You guys ever watch The Biggest Loser?
Anytime. When I look in the mirror?
Ta-da-bam. You watch it? Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that I found the set that they shoot on because it said The Biggest Loser on the house in giant letters.
Apparently the place is a shithole, I heard.
It's Santa Monica Mountains National mm-hmm. Preserve.
Yeah.
And it's not a shithole. Well, spent 2 hours there walking around.
Oh, all right.
Well, have you gone to the MASH set?
No.
That's in the Santa Monica Mountains.
I just started
as well.
Walking last week.
Oh, we took the hike to the MASH set. It's pretty far. Mm-hmm. But you get
still
there,
there.
And it's still there. Some of the stuff, some of the old cars
there's
are still
Hawkeye.
There, and the Jeeps and stuff.
They're running
there's
lines.
A lot. There's a lot of skeletons.
A lot of skeletons.
No, hiking's great.
It's weird.
I do it every
don't call it
day,
hiking. Make
every
it,
day.
That makes it gross. It's like the difference between sex and rape to me.
No,
which
it's
one
not,
is
it's
the one
not
that you?
Yeah, I don't know which one's which.
Which one is the?
The sex is walking and hiking is raping. All right, come on, don't ask me that question. It's inferring that
sex
I enjoy. Boring. I like rape.
What?
Save that one.
Hiking is awful. Walking and exploring is awesome.
Don't you wish you'd gone exploring on my bachelor party now?
No, that sounded terrible. That still does sound terrible. That's it's great. Like eight
oh,
miles each
I
way.
Oh, I know. You guys
shit.
Hiked up to the top of that mountain?
It was 6 miles. What mountain? What?
Plus, man, it's
I remember you
bro.
Talking about it.
I'm by myself with my own thoughts.
Yeah.
And we ate shrooms. It was awesome.
And whatever podcast I'm listening to.
We had shrimp really po'boys today.
Oh, you went to the farmer's market?
Yeah, sure did. Farmer's market, shrimp po'boy.
Okay.
What? We split a shrimp po'boy.
Mm-hmm.
Beans and rice.
Mm. You gotta ask me how much it cost?
A dessert and a cappuccino.
All right, $27.50.
$32. You're close.
That seems good.
Well, it seemed like a lot considering we bought
one meal.
Person's meal.
Yeah.
And then we split it.
Guys, walking, you can do it anywhere. You can really do it. Like, I just pull off
you gotta
the side
get
of the
comfortable
road.
Shoes.
Hey, these are pretty comfortable.
What are you wearing?
See, you're trying to take me down that path. I don't.
No, you
the next
get
thing I know,
shoes.
I'll be wearing the gray or horrible socks with the orange trim.
I just wear
socks
New Balance.
Keep you from getting blisters.
See,
yeah,
no.
I don't know what gray socks you're talking about.
The gray socks. Oh, so every now and again,
you know, hiking technology has excelled.
Is
past
it stylish
the 70s.
And cool? Can I look like a cool skater kid?
Yes.
Oh, really?
They have skaters? You don't have to get itchy wool socks that were made by some Norwegian man back
so
in
I'll
the
be
30s.
So I'll be like mosey and feeling good about myself. First time it happened was Madonna Inn when I was climbing that mountain and I came down on the other side. I was lost. I was going down the wrong side. I was like, fuck, I'm going to end up in a different town because I was like, high.
Yeah, you got to bring water too.
I didn't have any. I still have not done that yet. I'm a very bad
It took me
adventurer.
A year.
Get the
it took
camel
me a
back,
year.
Bro.
No.
See, you're trying. You
yeah,
guys
no,
are trying to
carry
do it. No.
I'm not trying to do anything.
Stop
I'm just,
it.
I'm,
it's so much better than carrying a bottle.
No.
Either way, I.
Your hands are free to.
I didn't realize you had to bring water
fauna.
For the first year of my newfound hiking.
When was that? When did you
As soon as
discover?
I moved to LA, somebody told me about Runyon Canyon,
when was
and
that?
I went
a couple
to check
ago?
It out 3 years ago.
I did Runyon Canyon twice. I don't like it.
Three and a half
people.
Years ago.
Way too many people.
It's good if you want to work out, but it's too crowded and it's douchebags. Our canyon, which is Fryman Canyon, is beautiful and it's super relaxed. And it's just a great little walk.
Why'd you guys name it Fryman?
Now it's going to be full of after disasters. Prequels.
Well, now I call it Clooney Canyon.
Did you see
Clooney Miley Canyon because they're almost right next door to each other. Nope.
I thought they lived in Mission or Hidden Hills.
Nope.
Okay. Well, I know they
Studio
do because
City.
I watched TMZ and she just bought a home in Hidden Hills with chickens.
Well, she lives in Studio City as well.
Okay, she lives in. So every now and again,
back.
It's happened twice now. Once today and once a couple days ago. When I went to the Biggest Loser set, nobody didn't see a single soul.
Yeah,
this place is bizarre because it's really well maintained. It's a state run facility. I got like the maps and stuff in the car. Like you know when
yeah,
you go
well,
to a national
about,
park,
what about
and they give you like that map with the black and it has the it's
yeah? What
the
about
same,
Paramount like, Ranch?
I don't
That's
know.
That's a national park
I'm new
too.
To this. I'm new.
Okay, how about you know where we went today also? We went to.
Why, he's trying to one up me with my adventures.
Well, I'm excited. I want in on this hiking action because I hike almost every single day.
Don't call it that.
I explore almost every. I explore the same
That's
exact trail.
That's way more pretentious saying that you explore every day.
You walk
we went
around.
We went to Greystone today.
Yeah,
we were bored.
Did you go? Did you go inside?
No, but we walked the property. And
Greystone
then,
is a famous mansion. Owned and maintained by the city of Beverly Hills out here, and they shoot a lot of movies there. Most notably, probably the end of There Will Be Blood, the famous and infamous
well, actually, it was
bowling,
also
Bowling's
the Big
scene.
Lebowski's house, and it was also Batman's house.
So, I most notably, maybe that's not most notably then.
Either way,
yes.
Next door to have you been to Greystone?
We went up. We talked about this on the show last week, right? Maybe
well, we didn't do show last
two
week,
weeks,
but
two
yes,
weeks
we
ago.
Talked about
okay,
this.
Well, right
we
next
went the same day, but we got rejected the same day. Because
right
they
next
were having
door,
a home show or some shit.
Right next door is a house that's nothing short of disgusting.
Uh-huh.
And I'm talking probably like 50 rooms. Two.
That's a lot of rooms for a disgusting house. Oh, disgusting isn't like the opulence of it all.
It's beyond.
Gaudy?
Like I looked over the fence at it and I'm like, Oh my God! It looks like a museum. It looks like a giant museum.
It was disgusting. I'm picturing like a small sea bag.
It was disgusting because of the size and the scope of it. And there was this huge ballroom that's like.
Did they have a bunch of lions
hanging off the edge of the house, like a ballroom with chandeliers and stuff? And then there's just
it's Beverly Hills.
This is way bigger than what I've seen in Beverly Hills. It's like on a piece of property the same size as Greystone.
Right.
So it's probably five, six acres, 10 acres. And we drove around to look at the gate, and Tara Googled the address, and Steve Jobs.
He's dead.
He bought that house.
Who? So is it just empty now?
When he was alive. I don't know.
Yeah, he should have just gone in.
I don't know. $56 million he paid for it.
Jesus.
Get off the goddamn adventures twice now it's happened, where I'm out in the middle of nowhere. And
this is dangerous.
I'm enjoying myself. Yes, putting a fucking metal object into a...
Well, it's dangerous if there's a bee here, and it gives me this option.
Stop it. There's a bee there? What?
No, it's dangerous that they would leave a tiny screwdriver next to an outlet.
But that's how you get the outlet in. Dude, stop it. You got to screw the outlet in.
He's trying to electrocute himself, for those of you who aren't in this room.
So I'm adventuring, I'm walking, I'm enjoying myself, right?
You're out
adventuring. And then exploring. Twice now.
Let's go shopping
today?
For adventure shoes. Two days ago, the guy says.
Or Madonna Inn.
So you want something to hike in? No.
He's going to give you pirate boots.
I come around the bend, and what do I see? Both times, older women with gray. So I'm feeling good about myself, too. Yeah. Like, oh, I'm taking this mountain, man. I'm in shape. I'm fit. Yep. So I'm sweating a little bit. And then I see, like, older women twice. They're both older women. They're not panting at all. They're taking the trail lightly and easily.
Yeah.
And they're all dressed in the horrible rape garb.
What do you mean?
The gray socks with the orange trim and the walking sticks and the carabiners and...
Okay, I hike almost every day.
I hate it.
And I
both
see,
of them.
I
was like jarring.
I see people with walking sticks almost never. I don't know if I've ever seen gray
today,
socks, whatever
girl,
that means. I don't know if they work for
the
post office.
When you're out exploring
and
you find the perfect walking stick, very sad.
No. They're like the poles that you think you're skiing.
Oh,
but you
I hate those people.
Both the women that I saw had them.
I hate those people.
And the one today, she was like, you know what she said? I think she was fucking with me. As we were passing, she looked a little nervous. Because I was out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, it was just me and the elements. And every now and again, a plane would go overhead. I get pissed at the plane. I'm like, dude,
I
was having a nice natural experience here. Yep. And you're just reminding me that there's civilization.
Yep. I was about to rape this old lady.
Come around the bend, and there she is. And she's got like four dogs with her. And there's always a little bit of like, you know, it's going through my head. Like, she probably thinks that I'm going to try and overpower her.
Yep.
She probably thinks that. So we pass, you know, we're pleasant. I say hello to the dogs. And then I hear this as I'm walking by. Have a nice hike. Just ruined everything.
Well, I don't know if she went that far, but...
She said have a nice hike. Yeah, that was an attack.
A monster.
Get back to the Madonna Inn hiking trail, because one of our listeners...
What if she's like, have a nice not raping people?
I went twice while I was out there. Two different days. I was there 2 days. And I found like baby colts. I think they might have been wild horses just frolicking. Here, I'll show you. I got one bucking. It was bucking.
Yeah, you sent us the photo.
Of the bucking horse?
I didn't see it.
God damn, this walking thing is great.
Baby colts.
You think I'm still going to be into walking next week?
Oh, my God.
But you need to get an Instagram now that you have all these great
photos. Oh, my God. That's fucking fantastic.
Right? I don't need to get an Instagram.
Holy shit.
Yes, wow, so everyone can see your adventures.
I want to hike on this trail.
That's right behind the Madonna Inn.
You can call your Instagram account Andy Ventures.
Wow.
I think
that's pretty good.
I think the places around the Madonna Inn to hike are as good as the Madonna Inn almost.
And what if I told you could sleep out there?
Yeah,
in your Explorer.
No, that sounds horrible.
I met one of our listeners at the Madonna Inn, and she was telling me about all the trails behind there, and she knows them very well. She lives in San Luis Obispo.
So I was walking back to the hotel, and there was this big, giant heap of trash, like all the leftover food, like eggs, like dozens and dozens of eggs. And
free breakfast.
Literally dozens of chipmunks and squirrels went flying by because they're all in there eating the heap of food. I'm like, there's so much cool shit that no one sees because you stay on the beaten path.
Yeah. You stay on the perimeter. You get out of the hotel and stay on the perimeter.
Are you saying going around like behind the dumpster? Is that part of your adventure too?
I walked by a dumpster today by my gym and I heard like rustling inside. So I looked inside and there was a small Asian man in there rummaging. And he wasn't homeless. He was like wearing a collared shirt.
That proves it. Not homeless.
Well, very few.
They take you.
Homeless people.
Was his name Russell?
I didn't. Stick around.
Hey, you want to hear a story?
Why would his name be Russell?
Russell.
I don't know if either one of you.
That's not funny.
Was his name Russell Ying? You heard Russell,
Russell
Ying.
I just heard Russell. That's pretty good. Russell Ying, not bad.
I don't know if either one of you has met my friend Aaron, who books all of the improvs and a bunch of other venues. No, that was Jamie. But Erin books all the road clubs.
What doesn't Erin book us?
Doesn't matter what she does. She lives in Huntington Beach with her husband, her two sons, and three large dogs. So
what's going
on? Is that the end of the story?
What is this?
Two nights ago, they're sitting on the couch watching TV with the dogs, large dogs, just watching TV, 2 hours. She's like, is there something behind the couch? She pulls the couch out. Full-size fucking raccoon behind the couch. None of the dogs didn't bark, didn't say a thing.
Wait, do they live
just
in the
laid
wilderness?
Down. No, she lives in Huntington Beach. Full-size raccoon behind the couch. And all three dogs just laid on the couch quietly.
Like between
watching
the
TV with the family.
On the couch?
Or was yeah.
And then what? And then what happened?
She pulled the couch
out
and it
now
ran
they
out.
Have two sons,
and the dogs
three
just
dogs
sat
and
there and
raccoon.
Looked at it. And it was freaking out, running around the house.
Old dogs.
That's all the story I got.
Old dogs.
Not what the your, hell?
It's not your story, though. You stole.
That's all I got from her.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's and they didn't name it and they didn't let it stick around?
As I said before, that's all I got.
Are her dogs old?
They're not that
that's
old.
That's all he's got.
They leap on you when you come inside. Apparently they're A-okay with a raccoon camping out.
They leap.
Exploring behind the couch. We need to get into this hiking thing, this exploring thing, because it's great, and I look forward to it, and I look forward to finding new trails, mm-hmm. and I dig the great outdoors.
I like
and
the
I like,
politician
I
finger.
Dig the great outdoors. Like,
the only problem is I've seen snakes on many
yeah,
occasions.
Yeah, so am I going to die? Because a couple times today, like, I was going through, like, I know that you always stay on the yeah. path, and I've learned that at camp and whatnot, but, you know, yeah. The one that I was out in today, it's not a heavily traveled spot.
No, you got to get comfortable shoes.
I saw one person.
You got to get
fine.
Comfortable shoes.
No, you're not. Gray socks.
Because that time you and I went walking up through that trail to find those caves, you were wearing Converse.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the worst.
Too.
That's the worst.
That's the only thing that I've walked or adventured.
No,
I've done that path like 10 times because there's somewhere to go. There's a place to get to, and that's the cave.
You're
going to
fuck
the end.
Your feet up so
feet
bad.
Great,
you need to just get, like, get a
you're,
pair
you
of New
Balances.
Get
some
or
New
something.
Balances, yeah. And I knew it, and I'm not doing
like
that.
Get some
no.
Adidas. Get some tennis shoes that
get
are comfortable.
Get some all day I dream about sex, bro.
These are yeah, comfortable, bro.
No, those are not comfortable. You cannot explore in those.
Hey, Lil. Listener Lil.
That is not what Lewis and Clark would wear.
Listener Lil, I want to tell you, you've done good. I love my Stanley sticker on the skateboard. It's on my skateboard
it's
now.
Awesome.
It looks like the logo on my skateboard, and God damn it, do I feel like
did you
cool.
Mod Podge it?
I don't know what that means.
How did you get to, like, what if it gets water on it?
I didn't Mod Podge. I scanned it, though, into my computer so I can make another one if need be. Or Lil maybe will send me another one. I didn't have time.
I have Mod Podge.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I want Mod Podge before I put my Yeti on.
Do you just you just wipe it on?
Mm-hmm. You paint it on.
I was going somewhere with the walking.
Hiking is it's like meditating. It's one of the great experiences, and you're also getting exercise. You're outdoors.
I'm probably about the halfway point of my life, right? I just learned about this walking thing. Like, yeah. I've just accepted it. Here's something else that I just accepted just this week. Actually, if you must know, I just learned about oral sex. Yesterday was the first time I ever actually allowed myself to have it, and I've had it three times since. God, I feel like a douche.
Mayonnaise?
Pho.
Oh,
it's so
the
good.
Goddamn soup. All I have to say is these magic words, no cilantro, and it's great.
I've never had it.
Pho is the most, and it's cheap as shit.
I've never had it, and people, it
it's
came
so
highly
so,
recommended so many
that's
times.
That's one of the reasons why
I
haven't
had
it.
And I disregarded everybody
I've
telling
sat,
me how good it is.
I've sat not once, but like maybe three times with people at Pho restaurants because they demand that we go there, and I sit there hungry watching them eat their little bean sprout soup.
Yeah,
and
I
say,
just,
that's
I
not
just
for
hate
me,
soup.
Thank you.
Why? What's,
yeah.
You yell at Jillian
yeah, I'm
about
with you.
It.
Yeah. I'm with you.
And
I would
sit
say
there
no,
and I give them
too.
All dirty looks. Yep. And I usually go out and have a cigarette or two, and then I.
That's right. I drove by
food.
That goddamn Vietnamese sandwich place 10,000 times
that,
when I lived in North Carolina.
But the sandwich is a whole different thing. I'm talking about just the soup. Which does it have a certain name? Is that what the pho is? Is that pho. What it's called? Pho. Man, I'm yeah. so sick of everyone going. I love pho.
I've seen
fuck
people
you.
Eat it in weird ways. Some people take all of the stuff out and put it on another plate and eat it and leave all the water.
No, that's broth. Different. That's Japanese. Ramen. There's some ramens where you like dip the noodles in and eat it.
Okay.
So this, where my dad lives now, my mom and I go by and see him, you know, on a fairly regular basis. And right across the way is like this big outdoor mall. Essentially, they have everything. All my favorite stores. They got a Target. They got a Burlington Coat Factory. They got a World Market going in there. They got a World Market.
I'm with you on Target, but I hate the Burlington Coat Factory.
I've only been in there.
And World Market, I don't trust them one goddamn bit because they sell hot sauce and beds.
I
couches and popcorn, chairs, And toys. It's they have no idea what
I
they're
want
doing.
Everything in the World Market.
I need some red wine in a wicker chair.
And they have a bunch of different restaurants. They have like a Chili's and an Olive Garden.
German
which we
chocolate.
Haven't been to.
So the finest restaurants.
So my mom and I, as
and
a little
lamp.
Treat, after we go see my dad, which is always some new, speaking of adventure, it's always something different and heartbreaking and horrible. So afterwards, we always, Red Lobster. They got everything over there. So we go to a different restaurant. I want to hit every single one of those restaurants eventually. So there's always something new. Mm-hmm. And one of the restaurants, and I've been dreading it, but it's a fucking faux restaurant. Yesterday, I'm like, all right, mom, let's try the faux. What are you going to do? So we're sitting there, we order some faux. I made sure I avoided the tendons because that's one of the main ingredients in a lot of the dishes. Would you like tendons and tripe? No, thank you. Just give me some fucking rare flank steak there. And it was one of the best meals I've ever had.
Okay, I'm not going to do it now because I didn't know there's a chance if they misunderstand you, they're going to throw tendons
Michael,
in there.
No, Michael, no. If they do, you just say, this is not what I ordered.
How do I know it's a tendon?
Because it looks like...
Something that looks like a finger?
Dude, I cut dead bodies open. I know what tendons look like.
Okay.
I heard, you know that fat weird guy that does like the Food Network weird
John Goodman?
Experiments? He does like... You'd know him if you saw him. He does
Andrew
like those
Zimmern?
Cooking... I don't know his name. But he's kind of like... I think he did some kind of food challenge where he'd go to like... He goes to like weird places in the world and eats weird food.
Yeah, I know who he is. Bald guy?
Bald, yeah.
Yeah.
Andrew Zimmern.
Are you
Zimmern.
I know who he is.
So
Bizarre Eats or Bizarre Foods.
Just a couple days ago, he was on in the background of some cooking show, and he was talking about tripe, which we know what tripe is, right? It's a cow stomach.
I don't eat tripe.
And neither do I. Never had it. The main reason why I even know what it is because that great scene in Buffalo 66, if you remember that, where his mom made tripe and his girlfriend, his fake girlfriend, Christina Ricci, she had already let him know earlier in the movie that she was a vegetarian.
Andrew Zimmern.
Yeah, that's the dude. Yeah, Tyler showed me a picture of
him. I wasn't having a stroke.
Zimmern. So anyways, tripe. He was talking about, Andrew Zimmern was talking about tripe. And he's like, some people, not everyone likes tripe. They don't like the fecal textures.
Oh, Jesus.
Does that really? They serve it to you with still poop in it?
I don't know, but now I'm not having pho for sure.
No, that's, what?
It's completely
that's
separate.
That's like saying you're not having tacos because people
we had
order
the same
tripe tacos.
That's correct. I'm not.
Oh, so good, Mike. Oh, it's so good.
It's and on a cold day like it was today.
Yesterday and today. All right. So I've had four pho's fuzz now.
By the time we do this show again, I will have had pho.
You think so?
I know it.
I know it. And they're everywhere. They're everywhere. It's like this whole new... I could walk to get pho. My life is so different than it was like a couple weeks
ago. Yeah. I like it.
Do you know how exciting it is to find out new things?
You sound like a person who's had amnesia and is rediscovering
life. We should get our pilot's licenses.
You can walk and see nature?
I share in your enthusiasm because I've discovered...
Years?
Hey, I got to be honest. I had the same discovery when it came to hiking, too. When somebody told me about...
hiking.
About Runyon, I went over there and I hiked Runyon and I went, this is goddamn beautiful. Like that view up there is so ridiculously beautiful and outstanding.
Runyon and I did it a couple, actually dragged Jillian on it. Can you imagine? She did the entire Runyon all of it. She was furious. She still brings it up. We sat on that bench at the top.
Yeah.
There's so much erosion, you know, the bench that I'm talking about, that it's actually like 6 feet in the air now. It's true. Because they drilled it down deep into the mountain and the mountain keeps eroding away. But I hated it. I hated it. I took Stanley. He tried to escape.
Our trail's much better than Runyon. There's no douchebags.
No, here's the thing. You got to go where there's no one. Where there's no one.
Yeah, I like that too.
It's pretty great.
You got to bring pepper spray though.
I got to bring something.
That's
I feel
why,
like,
Anderson, you go backpacking to places where there's no one, and it feels like you own the earth. Like,
yeah, but here's
yours.
What's really cool is like 5 minutes later, I can be somewhere and in a car.
No, but then you're back.
First of all, as
everywhere.
The owner of a Subaru Outback, I think I'm the authority on hiking here in this room.
Oh, speaking of which, when I got to my little trailhead today, I don't even like the word trailhead. It makes me feel sick.
Yeah, I don't
sick.
Like that either.
It makes me feel sick.
I know, it's gross.
It's like the smell of fresh,
weirdo.
The smell of fresh
so
cut grass.
I heard you're going to hike Mount Everest. Nope, just checking it out.
Do you know there's tons of like bodies on the way up there, apparently?
Yeah, yes. I don't know if there's tons. But
and human feces.
There's a lot.
Yep.
I hear that's a lot. Because they don't take them down right away. So a lot of times, like, people that die on their way up, you just like pass them on the way up.
I don't know. I guess it's some sort of milestone for you to hike to the top of Mount Everest and come back down and then spend the rest of your life telling people how you did it.
So is running a marathon. Hey, guys, if you hear me, because I can see that's the next step. If I start talking about how I want to start training for a marathon because I'm not smoking now and I'm learning about walking around.
We should stop you?
Yeah, stop me because that's just going too far. Or let me be that idiot who like doesn't train at all and I run it and all my toenails fall off because that's awesome.
Yeah, because you'll do it in your fucking Converse.
Probably would. I was thinking, actually, I'm like, I could walk a marathon right now if I wanted to. Probably could.
All right, let's go. Let's do the. Let's go hit the MASH site sometime in the next week.
Okay, or the Biggest Loser, or both.
I'm in.
So I got to the beginning spot of the adventure walk today.
Yeah.
And there was one other car there, and it was Subaru Outback.
Did you think it was us?
No, because there was a weird sticker on it, letting people know that she was a vegan or something. And that was the woman that I saw with her dogs.
There's also a trail.
You told me to have a nice hike.
There's also a trail that I did probably 20 years ago with my friend Krisha. And this
first time I've heard that name.
Krisha Zimmern?
Krisha Planka.
Okay, great.
Goddamn walking. Why didn't people tell me it was going?
Anderson, this trail is in the Malibu Mountains, and it ends on a cliff that overlooks the beach from like 2 miles up, and it's stunning.
What city is this?
It's got to be in Malibu, obviously. It's got to be.
Why? There's no other shoreline in California?
No, but I'm saying this trail ends, you're walking what appears to be a giant field heading towards the ocean.
That sounds
but
dangerous because
when you get to the end of it, you're up hundreds and hundreds of feet.
I got scared a couple times today, and I felt like you. I thought of you because I started thinking about what a dumb way it would be to die because I was a good 20, maybe 30 minutes from the entry point.
And I've done those by myself many times.
And I'm by myself, and I got no service anymore. And I'm like, if a snake bites me asking myself, I'm like, do I run back? No, they tell you not to do that.
That's why I bought two snake bite kits.
You start peeing on yourself.
Right, so, even in my car.
I was thinking this would be a really dumb way to die. And then I heard rustling, and I looked. Rustling. And it was a lizard. It was a big lizard, and I got scared for half a second. But it was just a stupid lizard. I'm not fearful of lizards. I've been finding tons of them in my fucking house.
Well, technically, you were fearful of a lizard.
And then I'm actually back on the main road now, and I'm walking, and I heard something behind me. And I'm listening to that. You know, I got one headphone in, and so I hear something, and I turn kind of like half, and I see, like, out of the corner of my eye, I see something big coming towards me. And my heart stopped. And I turn around, and it was just a piece of newspaper blowing in the wind.
Yeah, it's big. I don't recommend that you listen to stuff while you're on a new trail because there are snakes and there are things and there are coyotes.
One ear.
And they cruise up to you, and there's mountain lions.
Really? Mountain lions, like one mountain lion for every 200-mile radius, though.
Well,
my chances of running into a mountain lion, I think they're slim.
I don't know where you came up with that number, by the way, but
from a woman that lives in the mountains.
True story. One mountain lion. How come mountain lions?
Because they're very territorial.
That's just not true.
Hey, I saw Monkey Kingdom. Miles?
What is that?
It's a movie, Disney nature movie. It's Slim Pickens in the theaters right now. So I went and saw a kids movie about monkeys.
Did you see Paul Blart yet?
Why would I do that?
Did you see Ex Machina?
Ex Machina? Yeah. God, I feel like a douche.
You mean Machina?
you're fucking with me though, Machina. No?
Yeah,
yeah, good.
Because I've heard somebody pronounce it like 10 times already.
It's really good.
Yeah,
Ex Machina is good. Hey, can we talk about what dicks you guys are?
Yeah.
Is that still bothering you?
It's not really bothering me because there was no harm. There was no intention there. It didn't. It just I wanted to get away from the security guards.
So I drive up. These two pabs are standing in the front door.
Like
on
this
their
didn't
way
even
in.
Occur to me. Like it didn't cross my mind.
And I pull up, literally 5 seconds, I'm out of my car. Like, I pulled up fast. Yeah. I don't know if you guys, and I jumped out of my car. You guys were already inside.
No, we saw you.
Door closed.
We saw you.
Door locked. My hands full from making numerous trips.
We saw
over the last 2 weeks to the old P.O. box to pick up our shit.
Oh, don't you like adventuring?
If I could, if there was a trail or a little path.
I'm going to send you something. Yeah. I met a crazy woman. Uh-huh. Who is part of
the excitement in Mike's eyes right now?
Part of that group that explored, and do you know what I'm talking about? The group that did
Yosemite.
You're giving
me so little information.
The group that
Donner Pass.
What are they called? What is that collective group called? They're sort of hikers, but they're more outdoors people, and they're the ones that got Yosemite to be a National.
Sierra Club?
Yes. She's part of the Sierra Club.
I don't know how the fuck I knew that. I was going to go Kiwanis.
And she's crazy.
Kiwanis?
She's Keanu insane.
Club.
No.
She's crazy.
Do you want to join my club?
But I was going hiking one day, and she said, what are you doing? She was cleaning.
Me and Russell Ying have started a club?
She was cleaning around the property. And I told her, I go hiking.
What property?
Where I live.
Yeah, what?
She was like hired to like sweep and stuff and clean up. But
you know she has a walking stick and gray socks?
Of course she does.
And those horrible shoes?
Yeah. So she started telling me about all the hiking trails she's been on and how she has a list of all of the comprehensive. She basically.
Oh, God, and the hats that have like little flaps in the back so your neck doesn't get burned?
Let's not talk about that.
The worst!
Let's not talk about that.
You're going to be very jealous of my camel pack, whatever.
No, I'm not. Yeah. People have it at camp, and I don't like it.
Cold, delicious ice water.
They have it hanging out of their mouth all the time. Like it's like they've evolved into some kind of new creature that just
I pride myself.
A great hydrated creature.
Mm. I pride myself on sorta not caring what anybody thinks. Mm-hmm. Sort of.
Yes.
And I can't stand the sun hitting the back of my neck. Mm-hmm. And I went and bought one of those
hats. No, you don't.
I went and bought one of those hats.
I have one.
And I was going to use it for hiking. And the first time I went to Fryman with that hat, I put it on and I got out of my car and I looked at myself in the window and I went, I found my line. I'm not wearing this fucking hat and I'm not wearing Tevas. I'll wear flip-flops, not wearing the fucking black sandals. And I want that hat with the flap, but I don't have the balls to wear it. Point is, she emailed me, it's on my phone right now, I'm going to forward it to you this evening, a list of every single trail
in
California.
Okay, cool. We'll start, I don't know about California, but we'll start
every
checking.
Every single trail?
30
She's got
mile
trails
radius.
In Yosemite, Yosemite.
Well, I would think people go there from all over the world to walk and adventure.
But there's like 200 like long quality trails in Los Angeles County alone.
I got one of those hats because it was a Duran Duran hat that I had to have, and it was Union of the Snake. It actually set it on the hat, and Duran Duran, and it had the flaps, which is almost a deal breaker, but I bought it and immediately scissored those things off.
It's a deal breaker.
Which made the hat even look worse. Yeah. And I was a chubby little like 10-year-old kid wearing this hat. God
I don't
damn.
Know what to do about
Pulled
it
my socks
I don't
all
want
the, way
the
up
sun
to the knees.
Shining on
Pulled
my neck.
Pulled the socks all the way up to the knees.
Yeah.
Short shorts. That hat, oh my God. Just,
I dig
begging
it.
To be beat
I dig
up.
It.
Begging.
I dig it.
Buffalo butt.
But we do need to go shopping for shoes so you can get some comfortable shoes.
I'm not
shoes.
Going to buy
we're,
the goddamn
we're going,
shoes.
In that case, Tyler and I are going to pitch in to get you shoes for your birthday on Sunday or Monday.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah, when is it, Sunday or Monday?
How do you guys know it's my birthday? What are you doing? How do you guys know that?
Because we're good friends. We don't help you in bringing packages, but we're good friends.
You guys are dicks. Speaking of packages, is it time to start going?
Which day is your birthday?
Rummaging? May 11th. Day after Mother's Day. Oh.
Did right, you just come?
No, I just. It's the weird. Opposite of that. It was.
You uncummed?
You sucked someone off?
What? That's not the opposite.
It's not?
Oh! Okay, fuck. There's so much. I mean, maybe I'll save some stuff for next week.
What?
My heart broke in two separate ways.
Oh, the chick at the bakery?
Nothing to do with her. Do you know how great it is to stand like on the property of the Madonna?
Yes,
and,
I do.
And then look at the top of the mountain, and,
yes.
An hour and a half later, be up there. Do you understand?
I do understand.
Do you understand how excited you are to tell your wife, who's getting like some kind of like facial scrub or something, at some hoity-toity fancy?
You just conquered the mountain.
I conquered the mountain. I'm like, oh, and I'm taking pictures to prove it because there's no way she's gonna believe me, and she's gonna be so not proud, but she's gonna be impressed. So impressed. Yep. And then you show her the pictures, and she goes, oh, yeah, cool. I'm like, this is the mountain you told me I couldn't climb.
Well,
yeah, cool.
You can save those pictures to give to your divorce attorney because that story is going to come up in court. Because the way you just told it, I would be like, give her nothing.
Hashtag Jenner.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I like it. I'll tell you something. The exploring thing. Mm-hmm. Is good in almost any weather except for the worst to most inclement weather. Because I've gone when
You've
it was...
You've been like when it's raining?
Yes, I've been out when it's raining.
It's supposed tomorrow it's supposed to rain, so I'm fantastic. Thinking it's going to ruin my adventure.
Well, it's going to ruin your car.
What?
But your adventure. You're going to get home, just take your clothes off and get in the shower.
I'm
going
to get home and like be all wet. I'm
going back to my car. You don't want to track mud in your car, but you absolutely have to get more comfortable shoes.
Oh,
you
my
really
God.
Do.
Get off the goddamn shoes. These
I'm worried about your arch supports.
I've never had arch support because, you know why? I've always worn horrible shoes.
Well, you've also never been an explorer, and this is a new thing. That's like if I tell you I just started throwing the javelin, you're going to tell me to start taking care of my back.
All right, here we go. Here's one package.
Here we go. Can I mention something while you're pulling those packages out? I was listening to two guys have a conversation, a very serious conversation. Two professionals, and they were referring...
Oh, I thought you were talking about us.
They were referring to... Wait a second.
This is for your wife. My wife has been thinking of your wife.
They constantly
know that my wife was thinking of her, and she's been talking about her and asking about her.
Professional setting, referencing Martin Luther King as Martin Luther, and both of them kept doing that back and forth, and it was driving me nuts.
These black women?
No, there were two white guys discussing.
Well, white people have to say the full name. Black people can call him Marty.
That they weren't calling him Martin.
Martin Luther, and I was like, you gotta say King as well.
No, yeah, I know. Black people don't have to. They can call him Marty.
These guys
or
weren't
MJ.
Black guys. They were two white guys.
I know. They're fucked. You should have corrected them. Where are these people having this conversation?
They were discussing resentment and talking about how it builds in people. And
where were you?
I don't want to say. Either way,
first package.
Ooh, what do you have in that vape? That.
Idiot like, crew. Mm. This is from Brian Cohan, the original Boots on the Ground.
Ah, the guy that we promised stuff to that
we never sent. One?
Yep.
Can't believe that guy is still a listener because
we're supposed to send him.
We are the opposite.
Bushels of clothes.
We've owned that for about 5 years.
Yeah. Here's the irony: 5 years later, he's sending us a shirt.
I gotta apologize again
to protect and serve us.
Yeah. Brian, here's what Brian has to say. I had to get it on the P.O. Box fund myself, so inside you will find a shirt for Tyler from my institution of higher learning, Duke. There you go, Duke.
Look at that. That's fantastic.
Oh, Ted, baseball. Yeah.
That's nice.
Good thing it's not lacrosse. You might have heard of our basketball team. They're kind of a big deal. Sniff. Rock the Duke baseball shirt with pride. For Anderson, I have a copy of probably my favorite nonfiction book ever. By the way, when I opened it up, Jillian was very excited to see that book. She had never heard of it, but she immediately took to it and was very
Further
interested.
Irony that he's sending us clothes. Oh, Jesus.
Okay, it'll be right. It's his favorite fiction. It's The Geography of Nowhere by James Howard Kunstler.
Kunstler?
That's the name. Hmm. That's good. Hilarious, scary, and a scathing review of cities, architecture, and generally how shitty Americans are, stewards of place, end quotes. I've heard you talk about your interest in cities, architecture, etc., so if you have a chance to read this, you will find it enlightening. Sorry, but I have nothing for Mike at the moment. But that will change in the future. Sincerely, Brian Cohen. Originally, I didn't even read this part. Original Boots on the Ground, and that's what I said.
Yeah.
He is. He's the original Boots on the Ground. Thank you, Brian, very much. I look forward to reading that book. My wife's probably going to read it before me. She actually meant to bring it to Madonna Inn, but it got left behind. But yes, I'd sit on the coffee table. Looks very interesting. All right, here comes a book for you, Ty.
Yes.
Can't tell you how crushing it is when I go to the P.O. box and there's something just for you.
That's great.
Ah, yes. So I'm getting inundated. There's so much stuff. Okay. Let's get to... So Kai, remember Kai sent us that book?
Yes.
And she sent you one, she sent me one, the Baby Steps.
It was Kay.
Kai, I thought. Kay?
Yes.
All right. Well, Kay, I believe she sent you the book as well. I'm halfway through that book now, and I think I like it. It's all about making little adjustments and retraining your brain. Tyler, I don't think you don't need it. I don't think you need it, but, you know.
Is this the one?
Kaizen.
You're just talking about?
Yes, that's the one. I believe it's the Japanese Kaizen way. Really interesting stuff, actually, about how the United States, after they won World War II, the American way of business was all about making little adjustments and training, and everyone has a voice. And they took that.
The American way?
Yeah. And they took that over to Japan, and they kind of retrained the Japanese on how to do business because we were in charge. You know what I mean? Like, they weren't even allowed to have an army for a while. And the Japanese took it and ran with it, and their companies now completely and totally outshine ours, especially like, you know, when you look at the car companies. And according to this book, it was the Americans who trained them how to do business, and now they do it better than
we do. I wonder if that's so.
This looks good, like, on my shelf. Like, I'm, like, very into
it. It does. It looks like a 70s psychological.
Yeah.
Is this K person? Oh, yeah, it is K.
Yeah.
She's from Tacoma?
Yes.
She writes me this. Jennifer Zick Ungottgegen L. Werner Herzog. She wrote some German nonsense on a postcard to us. And then she wrote, Fluffernutters, I am sure one of you who knows how to use the post office speaks German. Tyler rocks, keep him on the mic. What? Okay.
You should have screened that first.
I did, but I forgot. It's been 2 weeks. Thank you, Kay, for that. Kay also sent me another letter. I don't know if I have it here, but she's
pretty much chiding. Who am I thanking? Oh, thank you, Kay.
A lot of Kay. She's chiding me for not knowing how to make junk mail stop. Like everyone knows.
I don't know how to make it stop either. Did you see that that great excerpt from that Werner Herzog interview that was posted online where he's discussing Los Angeles and what he loves about LA?
You mean that 47-sentence thing that you posted on our fucking page?
Yes.
No, I didn't see it.
That's great.
No line breaks or anything. Mike just posts this wall of text. And at the you get all the way to the bottom, it just says Werner Herzog. So you read the entire thing not knowing what accent you're supposed to be putting it in.
Yeah, I should have just posted the article.
Oh, here's the K. I think this is the same K.
It's supposed to be thrilling.
I'm going to read this because this could be actually interesting to other people as well. All right, Anderson. I get no junk mail. Contact the Direct Marketing Association and opt out. Tell the three credit reporting companies, there's no way I can do this, that you do not want anyone to get access to your report. There's even an app. You take a photo of the envelope and it takes you off the list.
Oh, that's true. I heard about that.
Sure and true. And then she gives us a little dig. How can you guys have such a difficult time dealing with simple life things as you do? Thank you, Kim.
She has no idea.
What a nice little parting shot.
If you could
like
see
that.
The actual picture, it would be sad.
Okay. This is the most upsetting one.
You could see how many times I'm overwhelmed with work and my response is to lay on the ground. Not even kidding.
I wanted to lay on the ground when she said I had to contact all three credit unions.
Yeah.
Like that was just overwhelming to me.
Yeah, not going
to
happen.
I need new internet service right now because my internet is pathetic. And it's just the idea of finding a new service,
absolutely,
canceling my old one,
not
and getting,
doing it.
It's overwhelming.
Every single month, every day of every month for 6 months, my alarm goes off at the same time every day. Get new health insurance. Go on and switch to Kaiser. I don't do it. And then the first rolls around and I just pay that $400 again.
Got to do it then.
I just pay that four bills when I know the Kaiser is going to be around three. But every month that happens. It'll happen at the end of this month. I'll be like, fuck, I have three more days to switch.
I've screened
nope,
this.
Not going to do it.
This is from Brett. This is not a bad letter, so I'm going to read it, even though I hate it. Mike, Tyler, and Anderson. Mike, here is $20 worth of nickels to continue the dream of filling parking meters with only nickels.
Did he really ship nickels?
Yeah. I was so excited because this box, it just says Anderson on it.
Oh, that's
so like,
oh, great. That's
and it was,
so
it was heavy, and I could hear stuff. And I'm like, oh, this is cool. I was proud to hear.
I can't believe he shipped. That must have been expensive to ship
all those
nickels.
Your new resolution of getting your finances in check. I am sending you a copy of Quicken, which I hope helps you streamline your finances a little more. Here you go. It's Quicken. I leave it in the box with all your nickel rolls of nickels.
Okay.
$20 worth.
Thank you. Holy smokes.
I don't know how long you're going to have those, though. Hold on.
What? Someone going to take the nickels away?
If your accountant would prefer you to be on QuickBook, let me know and I'll send you a copy. This is from Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
You don't need a copy of that? Okay.
I don't know.
Two. Tyler.
I filed an extension.
You're going to like this, Tyler. Here we go. This is from Matt. Tyler, here is $20 because you deserve it for letting everyone know when the tight hour is over with your stellar soundboard. Well, I don't know if he really deserves it anymore.
Wow.
No soundboard. That's a $20 bill for you, Tyler. Yeah. I would have sent you a beer, but we are both local boys. My microbrews are your microbrews. Here we go.
So we're microbros.
Stop it.
Holy smokes. So,
Anderson.
So he's $40 in so far.
And Anderson got nothing.
And shipping.
You get nothing because you banned the real fake Marcus. I enjoyed the character. Nonetheless, congrats on vaping.
I got to be honest, that wasn't all you.
It wasn't any me. So I feel like I owed
give
something.
Some of the
give me my nickels.
I don't want the nickels
before
though.
He takes them back.
I want the non-soundboard boy to
This is my book bookmark.
I had nothing to do with banning Fake Marcus. Fake Marcus wasn't fucking with me. He was fucking with Corrado. So.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I got the short end of that stick. Jesus. Hey, how's
that's the weirdest package so
feel
far.
Feel that.
How's the movie coming then, Mike?
Wait, why are nickels this heavy?
It's,
oh, my God, there's a lot of them.
Slowly.
Slowly?
Yeah, I did a lot in the first 3 days, and I've done nothing for 2 weeks.
Well, you gotta look at benchmarks, too. Right?
You could actually use milestones. Like a,
oh,
like,
Jesus Christ.
Like a weight.
Did
you
I
could
just
do this.
Break this? No, I didn't.
Harrison, what's that new vape?
This is the Shark, Vapor Shark RDNA. This is what I usually use in my car, because it's
what's
a little
what's different
bit too
about
invasive.
That one?
It's got a digital output. I can set what the wattage is on it, and... gives me a better hit. This is like my daily, like in-car vape.
Yeah.
But I don't feel comfortable having it out in public because I'm that guy.
It looks like some sort of like detonation.
Yeah, it does.
Device.
They have cool cases for these. They have like leather cases with like octopi on them, stuff like that. It's pretty sweet. Mm. I thought I lost this when I was up north and I was devastated for about 30 minutes.
Can you believe I saw after we had that discussion? I saw that car driving back from San Diego with a license plate Orca.
Yeah. He sent me a picture. Here's your Quicken.
Thank you.
I'll keep nothing.
Well, it's easy to take home. Does it make you feel worse now, Mike, to know that Anderson was carrying this heavy box of nickels?
I didn't realize it was that many nickels added up to $20 because I thought it was two rolls. And when I lifted the box, I'm like, what the fuck?
All right, here's something.
How much did that box cost to ship?
From just from Amazon, so I don't know who it's from or what it is. We got about three more things.
Holy free holy.
$12.
That looked like a gun.
$40.
What you just pulled out of there.
It's almost sent as a gun?
Looked like one.
Oh. This is from Rebecca Ryder. And it says, I felt bad for not getting Mike anything. So this little guy's for you. And it's a, I don't know, tell me what that is, Michael. What the hell, Rebecca? You gave Nas, Tyler, and I nothing.
Is this safe to open?
It's bullshit.
It's a little, yeah, it's straight from Amazon.
Well, first of all, before I open it, thank you, Rebecca.
Is that the Rebecca who couldn't figure out the mail?
No. That's Rebecca Hernandez.
What is that?
It's a cat.
It's weird.
It is weird.
I got to cut it. Oh, maybe because you killed him? I got to cut in with a quick little story here. So I was going to see one of my actors... last week, remember I called you, Mike, on the way over there? Because he lives at the brewery, which is the coolest.
Wait, you didn't mention that they put my name as Mr. Tyler Cannon White.
Oh, I didn't see that.
On the shipping package.
From K. So I was heading over to the brewery, which is the coolest location that I've ever seen anyone live in L.A.
Yeah.
Just because it's an actual old, I think it was a Budweiser brewery. And now it's like an artist colony. Sure, there's a lot of douche fucks that live there, I'm sure. But I've been there a couple times. I've known a couple different people that live there. And like, there's a waiting list. You have to be invited to live there. So it's this whole weird thing. But it's like no other living dwelling you've
What's
ever
it called?
Seen. The brewery? The brewery? That's another word I can't say, apparently. The brewery.
It's spelled like brewery?
Brewery?
Yeah, it's like
the Milwaukee
a hard word.
Brewers?
Brewery.
Yeah, the Milwaukee Brewers.
But like this, like my friend that lives there, Andrew, like you walk up like three flights of stairs and you go in, there's like this little kitchen area and it's all like just like slabs of cement. And then to get to the living area, you have to walk down this very long tunnel. Both times I forgot to take pictures. I'm an asshole. But you have to walk down this very long tunnel. It's probably about 20 yards to get to the living quarters. And it's like a tunnel. You're walking in a tunnel. And then there's like a balcony where it's just overlooking like the train tracks right outside of downtown LA. It's a very... beautiful place to live, very urban, but I like to visit it. I don't think I'd actually want to wake up there.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm on my way there. I'm right outside of downtown LA, and I'm three car lengths back. I just got off the phone with you, Mike, and it's bumper to bumper traffic because it's like 5 o'clock, right? And I'm in the fast lane, even though there's nothing fast about it. And three car lengths in front of me, a car's just stopped. So I'm furious, right? I'll honk through eight cars. Like if there's a guy at a red light and he's not going, and I'm eight cars back, I'll honk. I'll be the one guy honking.
This shocks everyone in the world.
I'm doing that a little bit. And then I notice I see something like slithering in front of the car. I'm like, what the? And it looks unnatural and it doesn't make. And I'm like, what the fuck? So sure enough.
Is it a dragon?
The car, after a good 15 seconds of not going anywhere, it goes. And I'm like, oh no, what is this? I saw something slither by.
Cobra?
It's the 5 freeway, which is a massive, and it's coming up on the 110. I mean, this is a massive urban area.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm really anxious, and I'm like three car lengths back, and now I'm two car lengths back, and I'm getting up to like where the thing is going to be now on the median in the middle of the freeway in between, you know, north and southbound lanes. Guys, when I saw what it was, I immediately became nauseous, like sick. Like I could have probably thrown up if I let myself. Panicking and tears in my eyes. It was a mama duck with like eight little baby ducks walking behind her, and they all looked frantic and terrified, and they didn't know where to go or what to do, and they're in the middle of the fucking freeway now. How they got all the way across, I have no goddamn clue. And now they're in the middle of the freeway. So I'm looking on my phone, almost crashing, right? Looking for animal control. I'm thinking, do I hop out? Do I try and help them? But they're just running the freeway.
You can't hop out, even though you seem like you want to. I mean, you can't, because if people start rear-ending each other behind you, you're to blame.
I know. So I'm just trying to get off the freeway because my offer, I'm getting
it
off right there.
It would have been
anyways.
Better for you to run them over.
No, because now they're in the middle of the...
Someone's going to hit them.
So I call, I finally think, you know what, California Highway Patrol. That'd be a good one, right? So I call the number that I find on my phone while almost crashing into people in front of me. Idiot. I'm an idiot. I know that.
I think you're supposed to call 311.
I call the Highway Patrol. I find it, you know, on the maps, and I call. And the guy, and I'm like, hey, I know it sounds weird, but I'm on the 5 southbound right before the 110. There's a mama duck and like seven, maybe eight baby ducklings walking behind her. They're in the middle of the median.
And?
Yeah. We want us to send someone out there to clean it up? Like, no, not clean it up. They're alive and well. How they got across 5 lanes of traffic, Mike, in rush hour.
I can't even fathom that, and that's this story is making me sad, and it's breaking my heart, and I don't like it because I had an experience where I was coming out of my place in Fullerton.
Is this a story about how you ran over a family of cats?
And there was a mama duck with a bunch of baby ducks, and the last duck in line. He's the last in line. The last duck in line stopped to stare at me, and the mama duck had to walk to the back of the line and nudge it, and then it stopped again and just faced me, and I took a picture of it. With a film camera. I ran and got a camera.
They're cute as can be.
It's the cutest. It's one of the cutest things ever.
So I called. He's like, well, I can't do anything. I can't even dispatch anyone from this location, which is fucking bizarre, right?
What I'm saying is I'm the king of the ducks.
He gave me a phone number.
That's why this affects me personally.
So I hang up. I continue to almost crash as I'm making phone calls in traffic and all still rattled and shaken. And a woman answers, which I was very happy about. And I give her the same spiel.
This time you're crying.
And she says, oh, that's so sick. You know what? Yeah, we've gotten a couple calls about this. We have somebody going out there to
we got a guy in a steamroller who should be there in 20 minutes.
So I like to think that they got ushered to safety. Like to think that somebody who knows what they're doing went out there with a blanket, threw it over.
Do you think it was like some kind of prank where somebody put them out there?
No, if you know that area, like it's not that far from like Griffith Park. I think it might have something to do with the drought, and maybe she's out looking for water in places she normally wouldn't.
Well, you know, maybe, you know what? Maybe that's just nature.
How has she got across 5, maybe 6 lanes of traffic?
Yeah.
That means that at least 5, maybe 6 good people stopped. Because I know a lot of assholes are just like, look at ducks.
I went off-roading today on the freeway.
How do you do this? That's it.
It's when you're it's when you're driving to work and the three cars in front of you all slam on their brakes, and so you slam on your brake and
you slide.
The only way to not smash into the pickup truck directly in front of me was to just pull hard to the right. Thankfully, I was in the far right lane, but I went up on like the hill. I ran over one of those mile
ducks.
Markers.
Oh yeah.
Oh no!
The side
really?
Of my car has
Did
a
it scare the shit out of you?
Yeah, I sat in silence on the freeway for fucking 3 minutes. It's terrifying.
That always scares me. Whenever I hit the brakes and lock it up and don't hit something.
Mike, I locked it up
and then went to the right.
The side thing is a whole nother, it's the size of another lane.
Yeah.
Like if I was anywhere else on the freeway, I would have just
been emergency
going
lane.
Into somebody else.
Yeah.
And then I crossed over the emergency lane and up into the embankment.
But you survived.
I could have been the upside down Pinto.
You're pretty lucky.
Yeah, I know. And I was like, well, I guess I still have to go to work. I'd
like to thank Chris Olsen for sending me a bunch of bags. He heard how pleased I was to get a bunch of bags. California, man, these bags are valuable.
Not really.
I'm not going to encourage.
Well, 10 cents each.
Well, that's pretty valuable.
You should go sell them outside the place for 5 cents.
I should start giving this to homeless people. Want some change? No, I got bags, though. So here you go. You guys ever think about how there's not squirrel poop?
I do
now. Now I do. Now I'm obsessed with it.
I was watching this mama squirrel, not to go into like Nature Bay or anything, but Jillian pointed out, we're sitting on our couch.
What's Nature Bay?
I don't know. It's a show that doesn't exist about nature. And there's this mama squirrel.
Nature Bay.
Teaching her two baby squirrels. They're like adolescent squirrels. They're about 2/3 the size of her. How to jump from my like the top of my fence to the roof, right? And she kept like doing it, and then they want to do it, and then the dogs would run out, and they get all scared, and they'd run back. And it was the cutest thing. We were watching, and then my evil cat was lurking in the bushes, just waiting for one of them to fall. But I was thinking about how squirrels are everywhere. They're just like part of nature. You don't even think about them. But you don't really see their poop anywhere either.
That's true.
Like, you see rat poop. Once you got rats, you know that. You see bird poop everywhere.
Bird poop, dog poop.
Squirrels. Are they magical, mythical creatures that don't poop?
They probably hide it in the trees.
Maybe.
God, these guys were cute. They were just hanging out in the tree.
That's
all
gross
scared.
If they hide it in the trees, because that's where they live.
Yeah, I hope they don't hide it in trees.
Well, you shit where you live.
Maybe if there's a tunnel taking it out. Maybe if you woke up in the morning and flipped on the light in your kitchen, you'd see one of them taking a shit in your cereal.
Hey, we're not that show.
Yeah, sorry. Maybe. You're right.
Funny.
You're right. Maybe.
Chris, thank you very much. Chris also Olson used his fake last name because he knew that we'd read it on there. I don't know why you've got to be so ashamed of.
I don't even know what squirrel poop looks like.
I don't think anyone does. I think it's a mystery.
Did you see the tweet like a couple weeks ago from our lawyer friend who had to give his client or something a after disaster mug? He tweeted the two mugs.
Yes, I saw it.
Oh, Seth?
Yeah, I hope I liked
Seth
it.
Harper?
I think I did.
I hope you liked it. Well, can't you just say that you looked at it and you enjoyed it?
I'd like to click the star.
Wait, hey, were you periscoping the other night during Loveline?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw you.
Is that bad news?
I went into the little booth where we have some machinery
it's
that
terrible.
I have to deal with sometimes. And one of the screeners was in there and she was watching and there was a bunch of hearts flying by Mike's face. I'm like, what's going on down there? What's happening down there? Mike was getting hearts.
It's terrible. It was terrible, and then when I finally stopped, it was 2 hours and 25 minutes long.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ, Michael.
That's a long
It was so not good that I didn't post it. I wanted
session.
That to be the podcast, but couldn't pull it together.
You know, if I didn't quit smoking, I wouldn't even think about this adventure. I don't think it would be appealing to me.
I think you're in for a... I think with it, by the end of the summer,
ooh,
we will be...
What's that?
We will both own kayaks.
Wait, yes.
Uh-oh. I think I know what this is. All right, so let's open a package. I would love the idea of owning a kayak, but I went, when I lived in Marina del Rey, I went out a couple times. It's like, it's really cool for the first 5 minutes. It's like, all right.
I know. I'm kidding. We're not going to go kayaking.
Uh-oh, Tyler. Sorry.
We'll go adventure seeking. Mm-mm. In the wilderness.
Here you go,
of
Pabs.
Los Angeles only.
This is from James. Here you go, Pabs. Some cash for the sweet poster. Just want to say thanks for sending it back. Now, hopefully the lashings will stop. Fuck you, James. I didn't write that part. But I do got to say it was a direct, what? Quote from the show, episode 209. He sent me an email about this. James, the guy that sent us the picture, the big nice print of Dr. Drew.
Yes.
And he wanted us to deface it and then Drew to sign it, which we did all that for him. He claims that episode 209, 37 minutes and 30 seconds in, maybe if I had a pair of sweet medium to large breasts, it would have gone down a little different. Thanks again.
What? Yeah,
he claims that episode we said we should get a P.O. box so people can send us stuff and we'll send it back. And I can see Mike saying something like that.
Hmm.
And then I can see us saying that's a terrible idea.
I regret that if I said it.
This will pay for the first 6 months of the P.O. box. Thank you very much.
Oh, my gosh.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Holy James.
Smokes.
You're off the hook if we remember that this happened. I think it depends on what memory is more fruitful. You know what I mean? Like, are we going to remember James as the guy that sent us the big thing that we had to deal with, or are we going to remember the $40?
I don't think he sent enough to erase the big thing.
Yeah, I got to be honest. Yeah. That's fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you very much, James. It's very kind. You didn't have to do that. You didn't have to do that. But now I every envelope that I open that doesn't have cash in it, I'm a little disappointed.
Did you see how I opened this when I got it? I made sure it was right set up and did that.
Like every little
awful
kid does.
People.
Yeah. So I'm at a Pollo Loco. Is that Pollo Loco like a national thing?
Yeah, I don't know if it's national, but they've got them all over California.
Fast food chicken
joint. It's good, though. I like it.
Put in my order for some douchey, like,
I love that salsa,
avocado,
those flour tortillas.
Burrito. Got like a flour,
a good ass
tortilla.
I like their beans and rice.
Their BRC burrito.
There's this little dude in front of me, right? I already put the order in, and I'm waiting to the side. And there's this little dude in front of me, and he's got a dollar bill. And I just hear the lady saying, yeah, no, that costs more than a dollar. He's like, what's on the menu that's for a dollar? She's like, after tax, nothing. He's like, ah. And he drops his head and he walks away. And I have like a bunch of change in my wallet because I got a little change purse in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go over and give this guy like, you know, 85, whatever I have in my wallet. Like, so here's, I walk
here's
over.
Here's 8 cents. Try again.
Despite the fact that he's wearing a USC jersey, which is like red flag. I hate USC. Yeah. Everything it stands for.
Well done.
But you should be thrilled then.
So it's going to be a little uncomfortable.
That he went to USC and he can't even afford something that's more than a dollar.
Probably just a fan though. There's a lot of poor people that love USC for wrong reasons.
Yeah.
So I walk over and I tap him on the shoulder and he turns around and my hand's already extending towards him with the change.
Yeah.
Turns around and I am, the dismay, the utter chagrin when I see this man turn around with a big mustache. Not a little guy, not a little kid, just a small man. Big mustache. And I say, hey, I heard you're trying to, here's some change so you can get some. Not a thank you? Not even eye contact.
Did
I didn't
he take
even get
it?
Any eye contact.
Did he take it?
He took it as though, like, I was, like, we were a part of some sport and I assisted him and he was just going to the basket.
You know what?
Nothing.
He was going hard in the paint.
Nothing.
It's just, this falls in line with what I think about mustaches.
Nothing. Not even eye contact. No, thank you. It was just like all one motion. Like the money was just in his hand, straight to, and he was there with a friend. It was not like he was a homeless guy.
Maybe he was embarrassed and he didn't know how to respond.
Didn't seem like that at all, because then he started chatting it up with the girl that works at El Pollo Loco, and then I heard her say this. Oh, you can't get Coke with the water cup. That cup's only for water. You do this every day you come here.
Ah. You should have gone back in and taken credit for it. Like,
fuck,
I'm the one who gave him the change.
So
yeah, fuck him. Which neighborhood?
I hate him.
Which El Pollo Loco?
Right around the corner, up here on La Cienega. I hated him so much. Oh, yeah. You know what? It doesn't even occur to me. He's there every day. I could go back.
You know what? That's a dirty El Pollo Loco.
Yeah, it's pretty
I've
gross.
I've been there. I don't like it. There's no drive through. Oh, there is a drive through. Takes forever.
There's a drive through.
Yeah.
Because I was at the LA Fitness, which is right there.
Oh, riveting. I know the one you're talking about. Yeah. Fuck that place. Yeah. I used to have to go pick up food there for K-Rock when I was like a little assistant boy.
They're the slowest El Pollo Loco. It's the dirtiest El Pollo Loco. There's one about two blocks from me that's not much better. But
So if you guys are looking for El Pollo Loco,
if you're looking for a good El Pollo Loco, go to the one in Agoura Hills off the Canaan Road exit.
Jesus.
That's my old neighborhood, by the way.
Yeah.
I grew up out there.
I love
that
neighborhood.
Is that where you used to wear Duran hats?
No, that was before.
Was that El Pollo Loco there?
Tennis.
At the time?
Hey, guys, love the show.
Bad news for them. They dropped ice cream off their menu.
But you've been opening up way too many packages lately. Hopefully this disturbing little factoid picture will move us from the package disaster towards the academic disaster. Keep up the disaster, Drew. P.S. Open and honest. Open and honest. Does Mike know how Sheet Writer is doing?
Yes, I saw Sheet Writer a week or so ago for about 10 minutes.
Was it like through the glass at prison?
I went to visit her because she was sick and had to go get her heart checked out.
Christ.
I miss that puppy, man. I'm going to, next time Miranda splits, she's going to China for 2 weeks. And I'm going to take the dog for the entire time.
What's she doing in China?
I don't know. Something about Ching Chong Chung, Chong Gong Ching Chong.
Hey,
what
are you doing?
That?
What's going on?
That was what she's going to be doing in China.
Wow.
Did you just turn into a fourth grader?
Shinshu?
I said, what are you going there for? She went, Chong 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 Chong.
Drew, to dissuade us from opening packages, sent us a picture of, which I think that is kind of common knowledge, and I was just talking to somebody about this, but a deer giving birth.
Oh, she going to work for Russell Ying?
Mabel.
Tyler, you and your goddamn callback. A deer giving birth, and she eats the placenta, which a bunch of hippy-dippy fucking whore women, or I shouldn't call them whores, that's not nice, but they're women who make smoothies out of their goddamn placentas.
If they get paid to eat the placenta while some guy jacks off, then they're whores.
But I was arguing, I think it might have been with Catherwood recently, that
gotta make some dough, my
if there's
dear.
Tyler, if there's any reason why you should eat the placenta, it's not for like the iron because she's depleted. It's because predators, my mom actually told me this because she works in labor and delivery. And it's because back in the day, you'd have a baby and like all the predators in the forest will come and try and eat your baby because they smell the fresh meat.
How about you just bury it?
You're supposed to eat the placenta
or
get rid of it.
And, this is not why.
Well, this is why the deer does. It says right here in this magazine, Minnesota Conservation Volunteer Magazine.
It's a volunteer magazine.
She eats the placenta to reduce scent that might attract predators. Makes sense to me.
Yeah, it makes sense to me, too.
Guess what? Drew, didn't disturb me at all. I'm not disturbed.
Thanks a lot, Drew.
Thanks, Drew.
You know,
keep sending the packages, everybody, because that was up. However,
keep sending the money packages.
However,
I'm changing my mind.
We still haven't gotten
I'm going back to the send me money.
Once you acquire a taste for placenta.
There was it, James, when I opened that and I just now and it came out, I seen those two crisp $20 bills, like my heart fluttered. A little bit of a flutter. Gotta be honest. Stupid
Let's
as
play
I
a game who can send the most money.
Stop it.
Hey, did I tell you guys that I'm
the second to last package.
That I'm already on season two of Game of Thrones and I'm obsessed with it.
Oh, really?
Obsessed.
I would not have guessed that. I would not have guessed that.
Yeah. Yeah, 30 days of HBO. I'm going to watch like 90 hours of television.
A lot of talking. All right, here. What do we got here?
I hope it's a Game of Thrones thing.
I don't think it is. Oh, this is from Rebecca. This makes sense because we opened it backwards. Rebecca sent something for Mike, a little cat thing. And for us, Ty Ty, a gift from Rebecca. One for Anderson and one for Tyler. Tell Mike he needs to get a cat, and I will send him one also. Cool. Cat toys.
Yes.
Tat.
Aww.
Thank you very much, Rebecca.
That's a large box for these two feathers.
Well, because they could be easily broken.
Mm, that's true.
Sweet.
Do you think there's any chance that she somehow rubbed poison on this cat?
Well, now you have a cat, so she should send you one of these now, too. Not a real cat. It's the cat that she sent you. But no, because it came straight from Amazon. Now.
I love this cat.
Here's the last box.
That is a suspicious box.
Like it is suspicious, right?
Why is there, like, bedding in it?
I don't know.
I don't like that one bit.
Where do you even get a box that has a bunch of holes in it? Like
I don't
that?
Know, but...
Here's the good news. It's from Gardening Zone.
Okay.
Is that good news? And it's straight from a company. It's not
That's
like
good
this
news.
Was, it's not like this was sent, it's you know, from someone's... Shipped. From someone's house. This was sent from gardeningzone.com.
Okay.
Oh, free but advertisement. Easy on that.
There's holes in it, and it looks like bedding. So I don't... It might just be some, like, really cool... something you plant, and it's like, some kind of exotic, like,
Third
flower.
Money tree.
I don't know how I'm going to open it.
You know...
Tyler, money tree, did you just say that?
You want to take guesses on what we think it is? I think it's a seed for an oak tree.
Why an oak tree? I think that might be right because that looks like seed packets and maybe there's something about like how it has to be like ventilated.
Were we talking about oak trees?
I don't know. It just seems like that would be the kind of thing you would send somebody, something that would grow to be so huge.
Oh, this is depressing. Okay, remember how we got the package with the with all the different sprouts, like the buddy plants?
Oh, my cactus.
You got the cactus, and I willfully took the praying mantis. Is that what it's called? Not praying mantis, the Venus flytrap.
Yeah.
I was very excited. I was planting and everything, and the other night, not drinking at all. And the Venus flytrap seeds, you've never seen it before. Very few people have because they're small, super small. And I remember looking at them going, God damn, these things are small. These are them? You know how easily these could get thrown away? I turned my back for like 30 seconds, went back, and they're gone. Gone. So I didn't get to make any Venus flytraps.
Do you know there's a big like black market for Venus flytraps?
Well, I had some and I lost them.
Yeah, they only grow apparently like in one part of the country, and like people like.
I don't like this.
What?
There are living things in here.
I don't like it. I don't like this at all.
Oh, and someone said it's ladybugs.
Yes.
It's ladybugs.
What the F? They've been sitting in my car for like 2 days. No, that's not true. I got them today. But still, how long have they been in my mailbox?
Are they running free in that box?
No.
Yeah, you can send people thousands of mail of ladybugs.
But what the H?
It's like a joke. Oh.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, my God.
Okay. I thought I saw a picture of a praying mantis. These guys don't look to be doing so hot.
Well, they've been sitting in your car for
that's
for
the problem.
Days.
They're doing too hot.
This is going to make me go to the goddamn P.O. box every single day now for fear that there's living creatures
in
there.
Shit, you want your new puppy to die. Wow, what is that for?
It's supposed to get rid of, like, aphids and stuff. Predators
they're
of aphids.
It's supposed to be, like, really good for your garden.
Mealybugs, spider mites, thrips, and more. They could just make up shit.
I hate thrips, bro.
What the hell are thrips?
That is so considerate.
The bloods and the thrips, man.
Thanks. I don't know if there's a letter in here or anything. I have no idea who sent them.
All of these gifts are really thoughtful.
You guys are the best.
Oh, they smell good.
What? What are you smelling?
What?
I just pushed a button.
The recording stopped.
It did.
What did you do?
I have no idea. All right, we got to end the show. Because I don't even know if there is a show anymore. I think there is. I think it's still going. I don't know. I mean, it's still counting up, so. We've been displaced, guys.
These bugs smell good.
Stop smelling the lady
bugs. I don't know if that might be noxious fumes.
No, it's like, I think it's just the wood.
What do you mean, no?
Is.
Like you're the ladybug expert?
Yeah, the file.
Wow. They only splurged for the 300 ladybug option. Couldn't get us the 18,000.
Hey, Tyler, I don't like you saying that.
Us?
How many are there?
Are
300?
We gonna split them up?
Yeah, we each get 100.
Here, who's got a credit card?
I do.
All right, let's start chopping these babies up.
Here. It just smells like a gardening center with a little buggy after.
How fucked is that? Like, what if ladybugs actually have like consciousness and stuff? Like, they're just shipped around.
Fucking seeing the world. It's great.
Seeing the world. They've been seeing the inside of my. For God knows how long.
Where are they going? Why are they still moving?
Why wouldn't they move?
No, but I mean, they're not going anywhere.
Remember we were talking about this a couple weeks ago? I used to like, you can go buy actual bugs.
Yeah, but where are they going?
What has crushed all of them?
They're in a bag where they could walk from one end to the other in 10 seconds, 15 seconds. And they're all still walking.
I spent like 5, maybe 8 minutes the other day trying to get one from the inside of my car out, and it kept going in a little crevice.
If I closed the door,
because I had to close the door, I had to leave. I was done with my car. Yeah. I was going inside, and if I closed the door, he would have been crushed. So I was getting like a toothpick, and I was trying to get him out. One ladybug. Now I have 300 to worry about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but you get to take them into your garden and be done with it. Just go dump out in it. And you'll have like all these little ladybugs doing their shit.
So
what if you see like a little arrow squadron of ladybugs just flying out of your yard into the neighbor's yard?
Dun, 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 dun.
Thank you. Thank you very much for whoever sent this. I have no idea who
you
are.
Maybe just Gardening Zone listens to our show.
Our new sponsor, you mean?
Yeah.
Before they jump ship.
With the springtime and all that and the little baby birds, and what, I knew that it was going to be carnage in my backyard. I knew that. Going in, getting the cat, I knew it was going to be problems. Come home the other night from work, and I see Kitty.
She killed the mailman.
She's in my garden. I'm like, what are you doing, Kitty? Kitty, what are you? Is that a fucking baby bird, Kitty? What are you doing? So I turn the flashlight on my phone because it's dark, and I flash it on her, and she looks up at me evilly like cats do.
It's a human finger.
And there's a baby little bird on its back, and it's like its legs are kicking.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, get off me?
Like, it's still, like, alive, but it's all fucked up and maimed. So I'm with Jillian. I'm like, all right.
I got to break this bird's neck.
So we go inside, and Jillian goes back. And she's like, it's nature. It'll be fine because she's a normal person. So she goes back to the house. She's getting on her pajamas or something. And I'm trying to pretend like it's not happening. No. I go outside. I grab a shovel. And it's like, all right, it's time for this bird to meet its shovel maker. And I'm gonna flatten it, right?
Yeah.
And flatten it?
I was just going to smash it.
Yeah, you probably should have cut its head off.
I didn't have to do any of that because the little feet that were once kicking are now just sticking out of my cat's mouth. The cat just eating the sounds, guys. The sounds.
Ah, the crunchy sounds of live flesh of bird bones being broken between cat teeth.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I don't like it one bit.
Nor do I.
I don't like it one bit.
I bought a killing machine.
And I don't like when that cat hops on your lap and breathes that gross maggoty bird flesh right into your breath. You know, right into your fucking mouth. I don't like that at all. Because birds are disgusting creatures.
What? No, they're not. They're cute.
They're certainly not cute.
Is this one of the worst shows we've done in a while? It does feel weird, right? It
feels like
weird.
We're off our game.
It does, because we're displaced.
New studio,
I think the Adventure Talk is good.
Oh, it's pretty great.
It's not talk. It's adventure. It's action. It's not just talk.
Mm. Like, I got really into golf around probably 6-7 years ago. Like,
yeah,
I hated
used to
golf.
Here every night.
Golfers, and I made fun of, and I associated with like rich white elitist fucks. You know, actually, in my first one of my first shorts that I did for film school, that's one of the things he's bitching about is white elitist fucks and their little white balls. But when you get into golfing, like you're just sort of driving around, and you're looking, and you like see like a little grassy area off. To the right of the street, and you're like, oh, that looks like I could do a little pitch putt there. Like, golfing there would be pretty sweet.
I bet. I bet. That's how I view every flat space and every curvy piece of cement now with my skateboard.
I got that going with the skateboard, too. Yeah. Like, hey, I could skate over there. That looks pretty sweet. And now
I was in high school, I thought about sex that way. I could have sex over there. I could have sex up there.
What were you going to say?
I miss our golf games out in the Loveland parking lot.
I know. I miss golf. All right. I don't know how to end the show, but I feel like it should have ended 30 minutes ago.
Okay.
We'll 40. End it by saying thank you to the listeners for the fantastic gifts. Thank you, Kay.
Keep sending Anderson ladybugs.
Thank you, Rebecca.
No, I don't
thank
need any more ladybugs, man. These guys are all waking up, too. I thought they were dead, but they're all starting to come to life. Holy shit.
Give them some cherries.
Yeah, thanks, everyone. I don't know how to end the show, especially without any song that we got anymore. Good film vault this week. Top five classic westerns, pre-1975.
Mm.
Yeah, you like that.
How many did you have to watch to refresh your memory?
Too many, actually. I talked about how I watched. I think I picked poorly, too. I watched at least four, maybe five leading up because I felt very insecure going in.
Yeah.
And not one of the ones that I watched made my top five list. I went with movies that I had seen since before I started the research. But I did talk about those other ones because there's a horrible movie that I watched called El Topo, which I cannot stand. It's one of my least favorite movies I've ever seen. And it's Alejandro Jodorowsky, the guy that did Dune. Remember that, you know, that documentary?
Okay.
Jodorowsky's Dune. He was supposed to make Dune. You haven't seen Jodorowsky's Dune?
No.
It's really good. Tyler, no?
I've heard of it, though.
No, but there's a documentary called Jodorowsky's Tomb, because it was supposed to be his movie, and then it got stolen.
Oh.
They had David Lynch do it instead.
All I know is that I'm excited for Westworld, which is coming out at some point this year.
It's
HBO.
A movie. I mean, it's a TV show.
I know.
Oh. You know the Magnificent Seven, they're remaking it?
Yes. Will
Vincent
Smith.
Vincent D'Onofrio. He might be in it.
No, it's not Will Smith.
Vincent D'Onofrio, Chris Pratt.
Who was an American Gangster?
Oh, wow, you're a racist.
Who was it?
That's what that is.
I'm trying to get out of it by coming up with other things.
I'm trying to stall by thinking of his name. And I love Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington.
I said it first. All right.
Go out and hike, everybody. Get some wool socks.
No,
get some new shoes.
Hiking.
You know what we're going to do? I hereby decree we're going to have an after-disaster hike, an after-disaster adventure walk.
Because
you know what's going to be more fucking annoying than us eating while we do a podcast? Yeah. Did you guys see that Will Smith movie?
And Anderson yelling out, 5,000 feet!
I don't look at it until I get back to the car, Tyler. I don't look at it until I get back to the car. You know how many steps I did today? 802 so far.
Oh, but that's sad.
Well, it's only midnight. Oh, Jesus Christ, it's way past that. All right, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Hey, big thing's coming, though. For the show. Tyler doesn't even know.
Oh, yeah.
Big things.
Big things. We're going to put on some weight.
No.
Song and dance. Big things.
I can easily just push one button right now and this whole show goes away.
Do it.
Do you feel like we'd be sparing people?
No.
I think we would probably lose some listeners because they'd be like 2 weeks of us not giving a shit. Even though last week we gave a shit, we just couldn't coordinate.
It was troubling to me. I was very upset.
Me too. I was bummed.
Sleep was good, though.
I feel like last week's show was better than this
one. Good point.